Hello, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Whilst perusing my non-existent vegetable patch, I noticed that my dill was blooming very early this summer. On closer inspection, I found it was not dill at all, but a very invasive and toxic wild parsnip. Now, both plants have an upright growth, and they have quite a head of yellow flowers. But dill has long, feathery, fragrant leaves, whilst wild parsnip has broad leaves with kind of a toothed edge, not like a celery leaf, actually. It loves to grow in disturbed ground, like my dug-up garden, and along roadsides, sports fields, and the such. Wild parsnip causes photodermatitis, which happens when the sap of the plant touches your skin and it's exposed to ultraviolet sunlight. Now, that's always present whether it's cloudy or sunny. And within about 24 to 48 hours, the affected area will redden and develop quite a nasty, itchy, and painful rash. The blisters may even lead to brownish pigmentation that can last for years. And if the sap gets into your eyes, it might even cause temporary blindness, not to mention acute discomfort. Now, another nasty invasive plant with a similar but even stronger toxic reaction is the giant hogweed. Now, hogweed has that white flat-topped flower. It can grow as much as 5.5 meters tall, that's 18 feet, with a flower head of up to a meter across. Now, it probably wouldn't get that big in Muskoka, but you get the idea. Giant is what it is. It might even have as many as 150,000 seeds in one of those heads, but it's more likely to have 50,000, which is really a great number as well. The stems on this plant are quite hairy. That clear, watery sap of the giant hogwood contains toxins which can cause severe dermatitis, inflammation of the skin. You can get severe burns if you get the sap on your skin, and if the skin is then exposed to sunlight. Now, symptoms might not occur for 48 hours, and then you'll get these terribly painful blisters, and purplish scars may form like the other plants for many years. Coming in contact with cow parsnip or wild parsnip may cause similar reactions to sensitive individuals. Now, a more common homegrown nasty plant is poison ivy. Now, many of you are very familiar with this plant and the itchy, irritating, and painful rashes you can get from it. The poison ivy is a vine that has clusters of three closely connected leaves, all with pointy tips. And the middle leaf is larger than the two outside, and all are somewhat shiny on top and fuzzy on the bottom. Do you remember those poems from your childhood? Leaves of three, let me be. Or 1, 2, 3, don't touch me. Hairy vine, no friend of mine. Longer middle stem, stay away from them. Or even side leaflets like mittens, well, itch like the dickens. Now, we haven't really developed any such warning poems to go with the invasive wild parsnip or giant hogwood, but do be aware, just the same. Now, if you're unlucky enough to brush up against any of these unpleasant plants, do wash well with soap and water. Apply a steroid cream or chamomile lotion, and perhaps even take an oral histamine. Keep the area covered. Now, there are a few others that are not as common in Muskoka, but you should be aware of anyway, and one is the stinging nettle. We've probably heard of that for years and years, but the stems and leaves are covered by structures that look like little hairs, but they're very delicate and they're hollow, and the stinging hairs readily break, and they allow secretions from the plant to enter your skin. Humans receive a painful sting, followed by small reddish swelling and prolonged itching and numbness, and they cause the pain. The pain can intensify and last for days sometimes. Now, nettles thrive in damp, nitrogen-rich soil along rivers and streams, around old farmsteads, and in other full-sun to partially shaded areas with well-fertilized dirt. Look around for the large burdock leaves, which if mashed in a bit and rubbed onto the area, will provide some relief. Avoid hot temperatures and scratching, as these can make it even worse. Try cool compresses. try dabbing aloe vera and a paste made from baking soda and water on. But if your symptoms worsen or persist, like shortness of breath, a tightening in your chest or throat, wheezing, even stomach cramps or vomiting, do seek medical attention. Now, pokeweed is a plant I didn't think I'd ever heard of, but we used to always call it deadly nightshade. And it's a poisonous perennial plant in the pokeweed family, found in many parts of eastern North America, and not quite so much in Muskoka, but certainly in some parts of southern Ontario. Often found in old gardens, woodland edges, and waste areas. Now, it has a lovely sort of purple berry on it, but it's not considered a blueberry. Ingesting a few of them probably won't hurt you, but why try? But in larger quantities, if they're not cooked, they can be very toxic to humans. They can cause stomach pains, low blood pressure, rapid breathing, confusion, thirst, headaches, weakness, bloody stools, nausea, unconsciousness, quite nasty things all. Call 911 or seek emergency care if you experience any of those type of things after being in contact with deadly nightshade, and be sure to tell them what you ate. Generally, we live in a very benign area with very little to worry about from flora or fauna. And the purpose of this little heart short is just to raise your awareness about potential unpleasantness from some of the plants. Thank you for listening to Muskoka Information Radio, CIIG 98.3 FM. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day.